Less than 6 days after the Monday night thriller on the road against San Diego, the Texans come home in week two and have an amazing comeback over the Tennessee Titans. The Sonic game recap takes you inside the locker room after the W. Because of the triumph, on Tuesday, you get a free 20-ounce Texan slush at participating Houston area Sonic locations.
How about DeAndre's catch? I mean, when you guys saw that, you must have been just...
Man, we see that all the time, man. From the first moment I saw it, I kept talking to Coach Larry, which is his coach. You know, I'm telling that boy going to be something special, man. And if you see his hands, you'll see why he don't drop the ball, man. He can catch anything. He got, like, webbed hands. The middle part of his hand is probably longer than my fingers, man. The dude got some crazy-looking hands.
Just talk about, you talk about defense. You guys had a pretty good day, but there were a couple long drives that they had. What happened during those drives where you feel like you guys kind of let them establish a big long drive?
They just was making plays, and we wasn't. And that's the bottom line. We got to make those plays. We got to get them off the field when we can. I think we had them on in third down, what, two or three times in that long drive. We got to get them off the field when they on third downs. However, you know, we got to do it. If we got to change something up or play harder, whatever we got to do, you know, if you want to win, we got to get that fixed.
I'm still rusty out there, missed a couple plays that I normally make. But, you know, it just comes with it. You got to knock the rust off, and, you know, the only way to do that is get in there and bang. So,
Aaron Ben said that, you know, it's great that y'all came back again, but it's unacceptable to keep getting put in these situations. Y'all should be putting people away. What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, he's right. But, you know, at the same time, you got to understand the situation. You know, we're early in the season, and you want your offense clicking. I mean, at all times of the year, but, you know, you want it clicking towards the end of the season. You know, we have a lot of, you know, kinks to work out, and we got a lot of work to do. You know, our defense keeps bailing us out, but, you know, that's what team ball is all about. So, you know, we're just going to keep taking it.
Well, good, man. You know, I'm a little sore, but I was able to finish the game, so that's the main thing.
So what happened? Just you
was it fell on the back of my leg. My ankle hurting a little bit. My toe was hurting a little bit, but I think I'll be all right.
Can you talk about the strength in the wide receiver core this year, I mean, especially this year?
It's awesome. It's probably the best receiving core I've been around. You know, you got an all-pro receiver over there. A first rounder we just drafted, I think, with Pro Bowl ability, as everyone saw today. You know, we got Keyshawn Martin making big plays for us in the slot. You know, the star gene making big plays for us. You know, and you got OD and tight end. It's unbelievable the options that we have, the weapons that Schaub has at his disposal. And you get in games like this, that's when they really get to shine.
I told the players after the game, you know, if this keeps happening, they're going to give me gray hair. So. You know, what an exciting game. What a great effort. Same as we had last week. The guys just never give up. They're going to play, and they're going to play, and they feel like they can win, and they did. So, you know, you just don't see many games like that, though.
Your defense has had the long stretch in both of these first two games where you've dominated. Is that something that you expected this early, to have stretches like that?
Definitely. We expect that week in and week out. We know what we're capable of as a defense. We worked all season to be this defense, be dominant. And that's what we preach. That's how we practice. And, you know, it shows, you know, we come out and play. And like I said, next week we're definitely looking forward to it, the evaluating the film and going back out and working and, you know, possibly getting better. You know, because there's a couple of plays that we left out there we could have made. So, you know, as a defense as a whole, we know we still got to get better. It's early in the season. We got to keep pressing.
You'd like to win more easily, but you're putting something in the bank here, an intangible, don't you think?
Absolutely.
That you're drawing when you're facing adversity for the rest of the year?
Absolutely. You know, it's good because when you look at the roster, and we have so many young guys, and it's good to get those young guys battle tested. Like today, you know, Andre Hopkins, he just didn't take one step. He took three or four steps today because it wasn't just to make a play. He had to shoulder the load for a period of time because Andre was out.
How did having Antonio Smith back help you guys today?
I think it was huge to have the ninja back out there. I mean, just his presence, his athletic ability, his quickness, everything. He just brings such a positive presence to the team. It was just great to have the ninja back out there.
Probably answered this already, but you were back out there for the first time in the regular season. Right. Imagine this pretty sweet too, right?
Yeah, it felt great. It felt great to get back out there. To be a part of a win like this feels even better. But it was exciting, and you just have to build upon this. And I think we're just excited about going to Baltimore next week.
Can you explain that play and what happened, where you get the when you're down in the punt and the illegal touching, all that stuff?
Oh, man, you know, we do those drills, you know, 1,000 times during camp and in practice. And just to be able to, you know, go down and make a play for the team and, you know, and just do what we drill. And, you know, it was just like habit just to, you know, get your feet in and throw the ball back to your teammates.
How amazing a punter is Leckler?
Oh, man, he's a really good guy, man, and even better punter as far as, you know, his game. And, you know, where he tells you he's going to kick the ball, he's going to kick it. So you just got to, you know, race down, beat your guy, and get to the spot.
How wild was this one, man?
Wild. I've never been a part of a game like that where, you know, we were just struggled for so long and then came back to win it. Huge win, you know, divisional game. And this win means a lot.
Defensively, you guys really frustrated them, bottled them up. What'd y'all do today?
You know, we just played the run pretty strong, and you know, there's still some things we need to fix, but you know, we played pretty consistent, and you know, we were out there, you know, a lot in the first half, and you know, but our offense came through, and we got some three and outs and put them back on the field.
In all your years, can you recall an end-of-game scenario when the end of regulation with that many kicks, penalties, and scenarios?
No, never. You know, I don't know if anybody's seen three field goal kicks in a row, but, you know, that's part of it. You know, they were able to call the second timeout because of the offsides that kind of split up the double timeout business, so it is what it is.
What conversations were you having with Randy either during that or since?
You know, it's a very, very tough thing to do is to turn the page. I mean, I know. I deal with it. I don't know of a professional athlete that's hard on himself that doesn't deal with it. It's kind of like a book, man. Turn the page. Don't go back and read the same one. Don't let that one, you know, mess up your next kick. And I got all the confidence in the world with him. I hold with him. He kicks all the time in practice. He's money all the time. And he just had a rough go, you know. That's part of this game. That's part of the situation. That's part of being a little bit young. And that's part of it. But you know what? Having that happen, I can only imagine it's going to help him.